The question was asked, is it permitted to raise a dog in one's house? So we have three gemarot about raising dogs. We have one gemara that says it's prohibited from bringing up a bad dog in your home. That's a dog that can either damage people or a dog that can scare people. Meaning even a dog that can't damage people, if people get scared by it, so a woman can miscarry out of fear from a dog.
What does damage mean?
It can bite people. People come to your house. Oh, no. Some dogs, you know, are calm. They're not going to do anything to people.
It's not about the potential. It's just about
the type of dog. So wait. We'll get to that in a second. Wait. The applications we'll see in a second. So we have one halacha that says it's wrong. A person may not have something that can cause harm in his house. You may not have a ladder that is not stable in your house. You may not have steps. You may not have a rooftop that's used without a ma'akeh, without a railing. By the same token, you can't have a car that the brakes don't work. You can't leave a socket uncovered where kids could stick their hand in. So it says in the Torah, biblical prohibition, lo tasim damim beveitecha, you may not put something in your house, you may not have something in your home that can cause bloodshed, that could cause death. And so included in that is a bad dog, a dog that's vicious, a dog that can bite, a dog that can scare people with its bark. That's prohibited. So that's problem number one, a biblical prohibition. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat. You may not bring up a bad dog in your house. We'll get back to that in 1 second. In a minute, we'll get back to that. Second halacha is that a widow shouldn't have a dog because people will talk. You know, she doesn't have a husband. She sleeps with her dog. So a widow shouldn't be raising dogs. That's the second thing it says in halacha, in the Gemara. And the third thing it says in the Gemara is that if someone has a dog, so he distances kindness from his home. Because very often the poor would come and ask him for a donation or for food. And if there's a dog barking at them, they might not come into his house. I had a neighbor who I would never go into. He had a big sign on his dog that said, big dog will bite. I never walked into, you know, what am I supposed to do? So those are three things. Now, how do you get around that? So it says in the halacha that if you live next to the border, if you live where there's a danger of enemies coming around, so you can have a dog, and by day you keep it chained, and by night you let it roam where necessary to keep the enemies away. So if you have a good chain on your dog, so that if a pregnant woman comes, she sees the dog's chained, it can't bite her. If the dog tries to bite someone, it's chained, it can't bite them. Or a dog that has a muzzle and it's chained. So that's permitted. So even the kelev ra, that bad dog, if I have a pit bull, but the pit bull is muzzled in an obvious way and it's chained in an obvious way. My neighbor had guests a few weeks ago and they brought this big dog, almost my height. I'm not too tall, but it was still a big dog. And they tied it, but with this flimsy string which you couldn't even see. So my kids are looking out the window and they say, Abba, we're not leaving the house. There's a dog down there. So I look down and I see this big dog. It's bigger than them. So I walk down to see what's going on. And as I peek at the dog, I see that there's a rope. It's tied, but you couldn't see the rope. You had to look really close. And the rope was very long. It could walk up to our steps. You know, so the kids were right to be afraid. So that's not a, you know, if you want to fulfill the halacha, you got to chain up the dog in a way that's obvious to people so it doesn't scare people. So still you have this idea that he who brings up a dog and that scares away the poor, that's not proper. But the prohibition is when it's a dog that can harm people. That's where it says in Allah it's prohibited to raise a dog. If you have even a vicious dog, but you have him chained in a way or watched in a way that doesn't scare people unnecessarily and doesn't harm anyone, both are important. Not to scare nor harm. Meaning the Talmud says that women have miscarried when a dog suddenly scared them and barked at them. And we had next to us a woman that miscarried from fireworks by Purim. They shot off fireworks. She got scared. She jumped out of her wits. They put off a firecracker next to her. And she miscarried. So that still happens today. That the fear, the scare, can cause a woman to miscarry. So that's really the idea. I always like quoting one more thing. People like quoting the Zohar. I don't know Zohar, but they say that in the Zohar it says that the dog is a bad thing to have in your house. So I like quoting the Babylonian Talmud. We learned it 2 weeks ago in the Ein Yaakov, that King David had dogs. So in the Babylonian Talmud, we learned in the Ein Yaakov that when King David died, his son Solomon took over and said, what do I do with dad's body? It's out in the sun, and dad's dogs are hungry. How do I feed them? So it certainly seems like it's not such a bad thing to own a dog. David HaMelech had dogs. So I'm saying in Shulchan Aruch, what's quoted is don't have an evil dog. I said there's another Gemara, and that's food for thought. Sorry, that's our pizza.
Would you want a dog? I'm not saying I need you or don't.